Thailand tightens the net on gray money, a unified approach to combating financial crime. Wow, that's huge. Thailand is taking a bold step to tackle financial crime by targeting gray money, those sneaky funds that slip through the cracks of regulation.
Exactly. They're introducing a unified oversight system that's not just about old-school assets like gold, but also the flashy new world of crypto. It's a game-changer for how they'll monitor money flows.
This isn't just a random move, it's a turning point. Thailand's moving from patchwork solutions to a full-blown strategy to close loopholes and align with global standards for tracking cross-border money.
This shows they're serious about curbing money laundering, tax evasion, and other financial crimes. It's about building a transparent, stable financial ecosystem that works for everyone.
The core of the new strategy, three pillars for financial transparency. Let's break this down. Thailand's new plan has three pillars, and they're designed to dismantle the networks criminals rely on.
Right. These pillars are about regulating both traditional and digital assets, leaving no room for sneaky loopholes.
1. Tighter reporting for high-value assets.
This first pillar is all about making sure businesses dealing in gold and crypto have to follow stricter rules. Think detailed records and reporting of suspicious activity.
Gold has always been a favorite for laundering, because it's portable and hard to trace. Now, they're bringing that under the microscope.
And crypto exchanges. They'll have to monitor large transactions and report them. This makes it harder for criminals to move money without a digital footprint.
2. The travel rule for cryptocurrency.
The second pillar enforces the travel rule, which is already standard in traditional finance. It means VASPs must share sender and receiver details for big transactions.
This is a big deal because crypto has been a haven for anonymity. Privacy coins like Monero and Zcash make it even trickier.
The travel rule helps trace digital assets, aligning Thailand with FATF standards. It's a critical step against money laundering.
3. A national data hub for aggregated monitoring.
The third pillar, a national data hub that'll bring all transaction data together.
Think of it as a financial GPS, tracking gold trades and crypto movements side by side. It'll reveal hidden connections between physical and digital assets.
This hub is a game changer. It'll let regulators spot suspicious patterns and act faster.
Why target gold and cryptocurrency together? A strategic approach. Both gold and crypto share a common weakness. They're easy to hide. That's why Thailand's going after them together.
Gold has been a classic tool for money laundering. It's portable, fungible, and doesn't leave a digital trail.
Criminals can swap cash for gold, move it across borders, and convert it back. It's like a stealthy money transfer.
Crypto, on the other hand, is a digital frontier. Its decentralized nature and pseudonymous transactions make it a magnet for illicit activities.
Privacy coins and mixing services add another layer of complexity. Criminals can obscure the origins of funds, making it hard to trace.
By enforcing the travel rule and integrating crypto into the data hub, Thailand's closing these loopholes.
Implications for the market and users. A shift toward regulation and stability.
This framework will reshape the market. While compliance costs might rise, it'll create a more transparent, stable environment for legit businesses and investors.
For businesses, it means better record keeping and stricter reporting. It's a bummer for some, but it'll reduce the risk of their sectors being exploited.
This could boost investor confidence, attracting institutional players who want to align with global standards.
For users, the takeaway is clear. Stick to licensed, compliant platforms. KYC and AML checks are now non-negotiable.
Thailand's move isn't just about cracking down on crime. It's about setting a precedent for other nations facing similar challenges.
This is a bold step toward a more secure financial future. And it's a win for everyone who wants transparency and accountability.